Hi, you guys. This is Jenna.
And this is Cassie.
And this is the Find Less podcast. Welcome. We are back. We are here.
Hola.
And we're not going anywhere. So, we just decided, why not just kick this off on a really controversial note? We said, we're here to stay and to slay.
I actually didn't say shit.
I was just like, why don't we just, like, weigh in on this, because I just love getting under people's skin sometimes and instigating. I really do. I'm not gonna lie. And I also like to call out some BS sometimes. So there we are. So if you guys couldn't guess what has been the most controversial thing that has happened the past couple weeks, Cassie, would you know?
I barely knew, but I was informed about it.
She was informed. There was a speech given.
There was. I didn't listen to it.
I did.
I saw some parts. Correction. Yes. I did see some parts, but like very, very brief parts.
If you haven't seen the speech, you should just go look up Harrison Butker's speech. He is a kicker for the Kansas City Chiefs, if I'm not mistaken. A football player, right?
He's a football player. I know that. I couldn't tell
He's
you.
A kicker. I don't know. But anyways, as women, since women here are offended by this today, we are going to...
as we are
women.
Females.
We're gonna like get into it and talk about it and see how we feel about it. So
you know more information than I do.
You want me to just come in first?
You have more background information
than
I do. So I have little to go off of.
So but let's talk about your first reaction when I brought it up. Can we talk about that real quick?
Sure. Like I said, I didn't watch the speech. I don't really, like, I saw, like, a very, very, I saw brief things. I saw one person. The two videos that I saw also had people reacting with the video.
Correct.
So I'd never seen anything, like, straight of the speech, which I think is also a very difficult for my...
To put the bias your opinions around.
Yeah.
Correct.
Because I also am a person that, like, what are the context, like, why was the speech created, like... said, why was anything started, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I didn't listen to the whole thing. Listening from start to finish is entirely different.
Correct.
When you have hear pieces don't always sound great.
Correct.
And I will say those very slight pieces I heard in my head, I was kind of like, why would somebody like go out of their way to say this?
Okay.
That was my personal initial reaction. And so then that's the only thing I thought of, was like, that's crazy that someone just like for no reason said like those few words just like out of like left field. But at the same time, then I also saw another, then like right after I saw the like tiny bit, because then the other person that was like reacting to the video cut it off, obviously.
Correct.
And then on top of that, then I saw someone post a like reaction to like his apology, a supposable apology or whatever he'd put out there. And laughing, and I laughed. I was like, that's literally, like, the only thing I saw was, like, that. So I was like, that's funny, because that's a quote-unquote apology from somebody.
Yeah.
Like, how every celebrity always writes an apology
for they
saying
have to.
Something. Of course, they say they have to. Someone fucking told them in high-ups to tell them, hey, write an apology, and they never want to fucking do it.
People will forgive you.
And people will quote-unquote forgive you, but I did think it was very funny to me that he literally posted... an apology that wasn't, like, an apology. But, like I said, no one actually apologizes on your apologies. Every single celebrity apology is bullshit.
Yeah.
90% of the time.
But, like, when I brought it up, you were like, do I want to watch this because it's going to piss me off?
So I asked a friend that.
Yeah, you
I
asked
said,
a friend that.
I was asking a friend. They were like, well, do you want to watch the whole speech? And I said, like, I don't know. Like, is it going to piss me off? Like, I don't know. Like, am I going to just be upset the whole time?
Yeah.
And they're like, maybe. I was like, oh. I was like, at the time, I didn't really want to watch the speech, but I was like, oh, interesting.
Yeah. So, like, my perspective from it, from what I've seen, a lot of women are getting really upset and feeling as if he attacked them and attacked them for going to college and attacked them for getting degrees and all this shit. And I think it's honestly laughable that people are getting really butthurt because, like, for instance... this was a Christian. I'm pretty sure it was a Christian or Catholic.
It was a Catholic one.
Catholic college commencement speech.
Catholics
do
are
we know,
insane, and I'm one of them, so I can
you
say
know,
that.
Like, do we know what that means? Like, for one, it's a speech directed at people who are Catholic.
Yep.
So, just because the speech got posted and everything, if you're not Catholic and you don't agree with it, good. It doesn't fucking apply to you. Like, yeah. Shut up. I'm sorry, but, like, excuse me, it's freedom of speech. Like, also, he's preaching on Catholic views. So if you're not Catholic, why are you coming out here calling this man, like, a misogynist? All these terrible things. All these hate words when he's never said anything hateful. Like, he never said woman couldn't work. He never said woman's sole purpose is to serve a man and have kids. He never said get in the kitchen. Like, people are, like, saying that he's, like, everyone, the woman should be in the kitchen. Like,
I will say, I feel like the point that the video I did see,
I think he brought up an example of what his wife does.
Like I said, I didn't see, I don't know if that was, like, the before or not. But I do believe the part that I heard, saw, was only, like... Like, let's go back to, like, the 50s when women just stayed in the kitchen and
did that stuff. It's just a reference.
I was out of the context of
this
whole speech.
He wasn't saying, like, you shouldn't do that and you shouldn't, like, have a successful career and all this stuff. Like, he didn't say, like, your life starts when you have kids and become a wife. He said that his wife expressed how she felt her life based on Christian values. Like, he never said your degree's worthless. Like, he never said any of those things. So, like... That's my thing where people are taking it way out of context and way too far. And I'm sorry, like, would it be so bad to be in the fucking kitchen and not have to go to work every day?
I think it's...
You know what I'm saying, though?
I think it depends,
like,
on personal
It
people,
depends
though,
on the
too.
Person. But, like, if I'm being honest, like, how I feel and, like, you know, I'm Catholic too. And, like, there's been things with, like, faith where it's hard to understand. It really is. Like, even church this weekend, I was like, damn, like, this is a really hard message to receive. I don't understand this. Like... It's not really clicking for me, you know. It's hard, but, like, faith can be a hard thing to understand, but it wasn't directed at you then. If you don't, like, get it, if you don't agree with it, like, that's okay. It wasn't for your crowd. Like, that's why you didn't go to this Catholic school, and that's why, you know, you weren't applauding at this speech. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was just speaking off what it says in the Bible, whether you agree or disagree or whatever. Like, personally, how I feel, like, I'm so grateful where I'm at in my life. But, like, truly, I do feel like another part of my life, like, in my opinion, the most important part of my life is going to start when I have kids. And I've always felt that way, not even with church, just in general, because I feel like I'm a natural nurturer, and that's all I've ever wanted since we were kids. You know, we used to play with dolls all the time. Like, we always were so excited to be, like, pretend moms. And, like, I feel like that, in my opinion... Not even speaking with, like, faith aside, I truly think that's the most fulfilling thing. For women, that's my opinion. You don't have to agree with me. But, like, I've talked with, you know, my boyfriend multiple times, and I've been, like, we're both driven in things so differently. Like, there's a time and place to be driven in work. Like, you know, when I first started owning my business, I was so, like, boss lady stuff, which I do think is a toxic culture, like, pushing that a lot. But, like... I was in my masculine, because when you're in business, you're in your masculine. You're not in your feminine when you're in business. I'm telling you straight up, no, you're not, because that's not how it works. You know, you're in your masculine. You know, you're more serious. You're more diligent, like X, Y, and Z about stuff. You're not, like, free flowing and allowing things to, like, you know, come and go. It's not a relaxing state when you're in business, you know? So I think there's times and places in our lives, like, where we're all going to go through certain ebbs and flows and waves where, like, sometimes we're like, yeah, we're in more of our boss lady thing. And then when we, you know, I don't want to say, like, age, but, like, as you mature and go on and age, you're like fine wine, you know, like, different priorities take place where I feel like in a couple years I'm coming up on, like, yeah, I really do want to, like, lean into that home life. Like, I want kids. I want to, like, create a beautiful home, because the wife is where the home is. There is no home without a wife, without a mother. Like, I don't understand how people don't get that in general. Like, who would make the home? You know what I'm saying? You think men have that touch? Like, no offense.
Some do.
Some, mostly gay men.
No. Yeah. Okay, hold on.
Because they got better design.
So,
like,
yes.
They can design more.
But
they're
feminine. Not always.
Not always, correct. But, like, women are naturally just, like, so... Well, they're in their feminine. Artistic. Creative, like, nurturing, like, that's what a woman in her feminine is, and that's what he's preaching about. If you even take away the church, because people are offended by people believing in God now. Like, he's literally talking about the masculine and the feminine. Like, so you're telling me you don't want to be in your feminine, which is where you are going to thrive. I'm not saying, oh, you can't work, or you have to do this, or you have to do that. But I'm just saying, like, leaning into that softer side where women are supposed to be and supposed to thrive and do feel their best. Same with men leaning into their side more, because we do have a lot of men who are really feminine nowadays and not taking responsibility and not, in my opinion, doing their due diligence and, like, being all that they need to be in life. Like, it's not even just a woman thing. It's also, and, like, that's not what he's saying. He's speaking highly about mothers. He's praising his wife for, like, all of her accomplishments and all the things he's done. He's not shitting on anyone. He's not saying your degree's stupid. Like, none of those words came out of his mouth. So for me, it's just, like, insane how much people take a story and run with it instead of sitting, dissecting and digesting and being like, oh shit, like, actually, you might not agree with everything, but seeing, like, oh, like, he has a point. Because it's not just about women. It's men need to be held accountable too for them not stepping up and not providing or having that drive. You know what I'm saying? Because naturally, a masculine is supposed to provide. It doesn't just mean money. Like, you're supposed to provide safety, you know, emotional intimacy. It's all of these things that our society in general, in my opinion, is lacking. And I think he was just pointing that out, like, being like, hey, Christians, the group he was speaking to, not the whole world, but it's out for the whole world to see. Like, he's just being like, hey, like, don't forget what we were brought on this earth to do. He's not saying you can't do other things, but he's just being like, this is what the Bible says. Like, just make sure you're consciously aware, you know. In my opinion, that's what I took from that. And I also laughed because it's really funny watching everyone react so negatively, because I'm like, wow, he must have really hurt your feelings because he wasn't speaking to you.
See, I think it's really funny because this is a lot of people's also opinions. How people are like I said, I don't really do social media, so, like, I haven't seen a lot of stuff. I'm
so proud of you, by the way. So
proud, like,
of you.
Jenna sees more of it. I don't see any of it.
I do.
To be honest.
I do.
So I haven't, like, sat and, like, dwelled in this at all whatsoever. Barely, like I said, haven't seen very many videos of said speech.
Yeah.
But it's really funny is because everyone has, we've talked about it in prior podcasts, we're not going to get into it, but people being a lot more, like, sensitive to things and stuff like that. Which, so it's funny,
and
because it makes sense.
Would say pussify.
it makes sense, but then the funniest thing is this is the same thing, roughly, not the exact, but the same thing all went down when Andrew Tate was talking.
Yeah.
And everyone wanted to cancel him. Everyone actually really, really tried to cancel him.
Yeah.
The same thing with this guy. And, like, I think some people get really offended. I'm always the person that sees both sides. I don't know why. I just always been this way.
As you should. You should be a balancing beam, girl.
I see why people can get upset. I see how if you are, like, trying to, like, take it into, like, consideration, I could see where you could potentially have some frustrations. Mm-hmm. Now, I would never be so frustrated with a human being that posted a fucking video and had their own little speech that I want to cancel a person.
Yeah.
But I could see how someone could feel some type of way if that's not a value that does sit well with them, mm-hmm. but if they're trying to understand how someone does. I could see some of that. Maybe being like, especially, or vice versa, of if I was a person who wasn't able to bear children, how would I also sit there and, like, listen to a video of, like, well, fuck, my life's never going to start. As a woman.
Yeah.
Correction.
But that's taking,
you know what I'm saying?
Literally. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I'm just saying, like, I could see how some people in those circumstances could feel upset from that video, because it's listening of, like, maybe they do have those views of a Christian, and maybe it's just another reminder, someone pointing out, hey,
yeah,
just remember, this is what we are supposed to be here for, but not everyone can. Mm-hmm. Which, that's what I'm saying. Some people can understand that and probably could get frustrated from those situations, especially if they're aligning with the Catholic view.
Mm-hmm.
But on the opposite side, there's also, like, the other side of, If that's not how you want to be, that's not how you want
to
be.
Yeah, you don't
have to be.
You don't
these
have
things.
To give it attention. That's, like, my biggest thing. Like, and I usually feel like I'm very, like, you know that I'm very, like, empathetic to both sides. I always listen, but, like, in my opinion, this is, like, so reaching, dude. Where, like, you don't agree, just shut up.
But like, that's really nothing in our social media.
There's nothing that needs to be said, because it, like it said, it wasn't at a public college. If it was at a public college, okay, I could see that's pushing faith. It was not. So, like,
oh, it would be 100% pushing faith.
End of discussion. You know what I'm saying, though? Like, it wasn't. I agree. And I don't agree with pushing your faith on other people. Like, I don't agree with that. Bikes. I don't know if you guys picked that up, but cool.
Nice.
Nice. But, you know, it was at a Catholic place. So, like, what more is there to be said? You're not going there.
Yeah.
You don't have to listen to it.
No, I think...
Like, that's the issue, is people are, like, really taking offense. And I'm sorry, but, like, when you're really taking offense to something, like, don't you have to do a self-inventory check? Like, why am I getting offended first? Like, is this really something valid to be offended about? Is this person really attacking me and saying bad stuff about me? No. So, like, okay, let's chill out. Like,
yeah, I think
that's where I have the issue, is just like all the hate where I'm like, bro, chill out. Like, what's going on?
There's hate on every... I just think it's funny, because I would not consider myself a social media whatsoever.
Yeah,
I do sit there and go on there and find some cute cat videos, but don't get me wrong, I don't... Like, I always do find it really, really entertaining that how many people get really offended by little things on social media. I think that's, there's a good, the opposite side of the people's opinions on social media is that you might not have seen a view that someone might, like, put up.
Yeah.
Which is great. So, yeah. Okay, so some eye-opening areas. But at the same time, like, I think it is just funny on, like, at least he was in a Catholic area. I think that there are certain points where if he was talking to public, obviously, as a teacher,
that's
I understand
that.
That's
why he didn't do that.
Yeah,
you know
what
I'm
saying? And
like,
I understand that.
That's why he would never do that in general, because that's stupid. Like, this man's not dumb.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm pretty sure he went to this college or something.
I'm assuming if he was going to speak at it.
Why do people, like, and also everyone was clapping in the crowd, so what are we crapping our pants about?
I think that people also, I think if you think of it, like, how do I say this without this coming off bad necessarily? Okay, let's think of something that's a little more relevant to a lot of people.
Okay
I'm gonna we're not gonna get deep. I don't want to get deep on it.
Okay,
I'm telling
okay.
you right now, but I'm just gonna potentially put out the idea of this. A lot of this conversation also happens with the topic of abortion. Why?
Yeah.
Because in the Catholic religion, that is very frowned upon.
Yeah.
And I will say that as a Catholic.
100%.
And I'm not going to sit here and tell you if I'm pro or not, whatever. But at the same time, that's where people come, like, that's where issues come into play.
Correct.
Of, like, that one is a little more extreme because it can be
it
a law.
Extreme, yeah. Yeah.
Okay? So that's balancing religious and government.
Yep.
And that's where people draw lines.
Yep.
This is kind of like the same concept, because a lot of people nowadays are talking about gender and what the identifying is and the roles that go with identifying, because I feel like that's a really, really hot topic now in our society.
Unfortunately.
Which, to an extent, is okay. I think that there's some things that do need to be said out loud for people to hear. Not saying to, like, project people's opinions in any way, shape, or form, but I think us also, like, understanding as, like, younger children that, like, the energy side of it, of, like, you're gonna have both. Cool.
How to feel
those sides, because every woman has parts that are masculine versus
men.
There's
a
also
balance
have,
between feminine and masculine.
And I think that people need to hear that.
Feminine and masculine, yeah, but, like, that's something kids don't... You can't understand that shit until you're even past high school, if I'm going to be honest with you. Like,
I think high schoolers, nowadays, everyone is developing a lot faster than we believe.
Yeah.
Where I think it's something that can be said. They don't need to understand it 100%.
Yeah.
I think that, like, having conversations is good for knowledge.
Correct.
I'm not saying anyone needs to be pushing.
Not teaching. A third, fourth, fifth, sixth, 30th gender. That's,
I think,
like,
just, like... Yep.
The inside-out emotions, like, they're imaginary.
I think it's a great thing to have as topics, and that people are able to talk about those things with people. I think that the downfall of it is that everyone gets so invested in it, because they feel like if someone doesn't believe in what you believe,
it's an attack. And they hate you. Yeah. And exactly. And I, that's a big thing that, like, you know, I used to, like, get worried about. I'm like, damn, people might hear me speak and not agree with me and da, 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 da. But I'm like, I'm not attacking anyone. In my opinion, like, maybe I have said some things that are quote unquote offensive, but, like, my thing is, like, if you come up to me, I'm not going to be an asshole to you. I'm not going to be an asshole behind your back unless you're an asshole to me. Like, that's just my thing. Like, I treat everybody with love, but I'm also being realistic in, like, science backing here, where, like, science is fact, in my opinion. So, therefore, that's where my general consensus and understanding of, like, life comes in. You know what I'm saying? Where I'm not entertaining things that are just, like, made up because you feel like it. You know what I'm saying? Because yeah. They even say in your head, like, you know, we have all these thoughts that go through our head every single day. It doesn't mean you are these thoughts. They're just thoughts passing through. And unless you choose to identify with a thought, like a negative thought or something like that. It's not true unless you identify with it.
Yep.
We all have these things going through our heads. Like, damn, like, you know, like, sometimes I got some really negative, dark shit going through my head. And I'm like, dude, I'm like, that's not you. You don't have to identify with that. Yep. Those are bad words. Those are bad things. Like, that's not you. You can choose what you get to be. Not those negative thoughts. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like that, you know?
Yeah, I think the more interesting, like, thing about these speeches and all these things that come into our social media is we are taking random things that people say, mm-hmm. and we are using them out of context. We are using them. I think it's very clear from, like, how I see things is that I see them in such small moments where I could understand how people, like I said, it was easy for me on what I was witnessing.
From what you were witnessing from social media.
To see how someone could be upset.
Yep,
to get fired up. And I could see that. And like I said, I'm a person that doesn't, like, I don't get absolutely pissed off by social media.
Correct.
There's, like, I'm not that person. There are people that get heated.
Yeah, like.
And I'm so sorry. But, like, tell me.
You don't have the emotional capacity.
But just tell me how somebody, like, and I guess I understand to some extent, because, like, I get heated on TV shows.
But you're not going in the comment section, like, blowing shit up.
But, like, I don't think that I have it in me as a human being to sit there and, like,
spew hate.
Like, think about everyone on, like, YouTubers. There are people on YouTube that sit there and have, they made a job to sit there and show their life and their, what their days are, to give you cute videos of how to start your morning at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Like, you're telling me that you have the audacity and the, like, boredness of your time to go on, like, anyone, any YouTuber's social media and tell them how they don't fucking like their hair color or something so, you know, fucking
social
stupid.
Social media is, like, from, like, all this talking and, like, I mean, we've been known this, but it takes a while for things to click. It's poison.
It's
literally, like, TikTok. Like, I'm sorry, like, TikTok can be useful, but, like, TikTok, that's where all those shorts from the videos
and
you see that
and
are
that's
on
the
Instagram.
Worst. I will say it's
they
the worst part.
Are, like, there's a lot of good information on TikTok, but, like, that shit is, like, poison. Even Instagram, like, all of these social medias to make you feel a type of way, to get a rise out of you, to get a reaction out of you. Like, all of this is to get a reaction. And it's a negative emotion that's festering up in your body. And your body holds on to that. Your body keeps a score of that emotion, dude. And that's crazy. And it just makes me think of, like, wow, why do we have so much disease in the world? Like, your body's at dis-ease. Look at all this shit we're consuming. It's not even, like, what we're eating. It's literally the mental consumption of negative things, which is all social media is pushing that.
I think it's just, I find it just absolutely, like, insane. And like I said, I think we talk about how bad social media is, but even if we think about it, if someone really felt the need, they could cut our podcast however the fuck they wanted
to
and make us sound like the either best really, people in the world or the motherfucking really worst. And you know what the craziest thing is like, if you have the time out of your fucking day to try to make me,
like, to ruin somebody's life,
feel like I'm a horrible
or poop
person
on somebody on social
you
media,
could go fucking try, I guess, at this rate. Like, what do you, like, why
that's
is that something you want to do?
It's a miserable person. A lot of people are really miserable.
I think that, like,
they have nothing going on with their lives.
Like, and I understand if you, and like I said, if you're getting upset over something, whether we said it or somebody else on, you find a video like a, like that speech, it was never necessarily a TikTok, right? It was a speech that was, posted on TikTok. Well, it was probably posted on their college, and someone heard that and didn't like it, and then decided to make a TikTok about it.
Blew it up.
Yeah. Like, let's be real. That's how this stuff starts. Someone doesn't like it. It's something that was posted intentionally.
Such a reaction.
Yeah.
Such a negative emotion, dude. Like, what?
Like, it. Social media.
Not even like the speech. Just in general.
Funny
like,
stuff.
Imagine. Yeah.
What happened to the
funny What happened to Vine? What happened to Vine? Because Vine was all good vibes.
I literally did have Vine. And I was the happiest human being when I had Vine.
I used to do singing Vine.
I refused to get TikTok because of Vine.
I'm happy you didn't get TikTok.
I don't want to. I
have TikTok like, for business, and unfortunately, you know how that goes.
Like, I think it's just interesting because even the little bits that I do see, like, I see all these, like, little cute reels on people's, about people's podcasts and about speeches, or you see little speeches on, like, people that do the church stuff, and then it's a like, great, cute message that's 5 seconds long, right? Awesome. But, like, if I were to sit down and actually listen to that whole sermon, who says I would have loved it?
Yeah.
If I were to sit down and listen to that whole podcast, who said I would have loved it? Mm-hmm. I might have thought that little part was funny. Cool. Maybe I thought that little cool part of the speech was awesome. Awesome. Yeah. But if you take a speech and try to find all the negative parts and post the negative parts,
you're going to find it every time. Every time you're looking
for negative. My view on his speech isn't, like I said, without listening to the speech, I wouldn't necessarily want to listen to it because I'm, in my opinion,
yeah, because you
hearing the little blurbs that I got, it sounds like the speech might be all about quote unquote going at women.
Yeah.
Is it? I don't know. But the worst part is that you take that and you throw that to thousands of people.
Yeah.
All we're going to think is those exact
thoughts.
The
fact is that speech said nothing bad about women. That is literally in
part,
fact.
But in part, it doesn't sound great.
It doesn't. But how are those stitched together? You know what I'm saying?
And that's what I mean.
Especially with AI. Like, are you for real? Like,
that's the worst part.
If you really go and listen to the speech wholeheartedly and be open and receptive that it literally says nothing bad about you and you're just butthurt because it's about religion, which is fine. Just say that then. Like, that's just my thing. It's like, it's way out of context. And somebody got offended and somebody else got offended. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I think it would have been different if a woman said it.
It doesn't matter.
I think that people get offended, you know, when men, because we've had such a strong, shitty thing with whole men making rules for women, doing all these XYZ for women. And I understand. As a woman, I understand that sometimes it's not fun.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit here and say it's a jolly old time sometimes to have men rule a lot of shit.
Yeah.
I think that at the same time, if a woman gave that exact speech, I guarantee you it wouldn't have blown up as huge as it did. It might possibly have still, but think about it that way.
I think a lot of feminists would come out and
not saying they wouldn't, but think about
their
that.
Shit and then say they're a woman hater. Like, I think there's hate on both sides. But yeah, do I think it's because it's like a white man saying this?
I think that adds a lot of fuel to it
because he's white
and a man, and which is and like, said the words my literally, like I know he said talked about his wife where it's like some like I understand. Kind of sounds like the man being the masculine side saying and talking for the woman again. So, like, I can understand that probably did not help this whole thing. And I think it does make it look worse in the little shorts.
And in my personal opinion, like I said, and I'll say again, I think he said, I don't think I can find anything wrong with what he said because it wasn't directed at people who are not Catholic and Christian, and he did not say anything offensive, and like literally did not say anything offensive. So like, I just, to me, it's like insane that people are getting their titties in a twister about this, where I'm like, you guys must be fucking deaf, in my opinion, because I'm like, you're clearly not actually listening to what's being said, and you think you know what's being said, and it shows you have no faith, and that's cool, like, whatever.
A lot of people don't have that anymore, though.
That's okay. But you know, like, I'm just saying what I said. and whatever y'all want to think, that's cool. Like, and I also don't care if you're not religious. It doesn't bother me one bit. But I'm just stating straight up, for that college and that speech, there was nothing wrong with that speech. It was not intended for the public. If you're offended, it wasn't intended for you. It wasn't talking about you. Okay? So, like, it's going to be okay. We'll all hold hands now and get in a circle and sing Kumbaya.
I think that if everyone can just understand that people have opinions,
and that's okay,
and take them, and if that's not your opinion, that's great.
Yeah.
As long as that person is not throwing their opinion,
yeah,
and trying to force feed it to you.
Correct.
There is zero things wrong with the opinions.
Correct.
I've always thought that way, though.
Yeah. No, for sure. I mean, as long as it's not being thrown in your face, and, you know, it's not his fault that somebody decided to throw it all over social media in your face, but you have a choice either to watch or to not watch, you know? And based on your value system, it's what aligns with you. So if that's not your values, cool. That's totally fine.
You don't have to look at social media. I don't do it.
You know what I'm saying? But I don't know. I'm Team Harrison, so. And his jersey sold out too, real quick, because everyone's supporting the man. So I clap for him.
Definitely gonna get him some money.
Hope he's doing well.
Definitely helps him out. For sure. Every little scandal, I swear, everybody's just getting famous, more and more famous.
Well, richer and richer. When it's something that people are trying to cancel somebody for something that they didn't do anything wrong, then yes.
Yeah, but I think that there's also 100%, there's a lot of people that bought those jerseys just because he's a big talk now, too. Nothing to do with supporting or not,
I definitely would buy the jersey just to piss people off, 100%.
That's what I'm saying.
Do I want to buy a Kansas City Chiefs jersey? No. But
no.
I do stand for him and what he said. And I hear him.
Period.
Amen.
Shit. Oh, shit. Okay, we were going down that route, I guess.
Well, I mean, you could say amen for anything, honestly. Like,
it means I believe.
Yeah. You know, I believes.
What?
But anyways, you guys, I hope you enjoyed us women speaking on this, you know, controversial thing. Cassie just did a peace sign.
Sorry, but I did it with a lot of attitude.
We thought we were being recorded here this entire time, but like video. But no.
We ain't.
But with that being said, we hope you guys have an amazing Sunday. And if this resonates with you, it resonates with you. If it doesn't, that's totally okay. But we thought we would just give our opinions on it. And yeah. Thank you.
Thanks.
Have a happy Sunday.
Peace.